Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. This is the podcast that gets people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, life's minor inconveniences, and the music that soundtracks it all. So join me as I open up shop and have a waffle.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. The podcast all about getting people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, and the music that have soundtracked their journey. So join me as we open up shop and have a waffle. Welcome to another episode of the Waffle Shop podcast. Today I'm joined by an absolute legend, actress, breathing expert, Louisa Bradshaw White. Welcome to the Waffle Shop.
Hey, I'm pleased to be here.
I'm genuinely so excited to have you here. Like, I'm a huge EastEnders fan, anyone who knows me anyway. So when I was doing this kind of research into like breathing, and because it's something that I'm slowly incorporating as a coping mechanism, and then Your name popped up, I was like, this is just meant to be. Like, how convenient.
And how weird.
Yeah. And now I'm sat here and I'm fangirling, I'm getting all hot. I'm like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, thank you for joining me.
You'll soon get over me. I'm not that exciting.
So how are you doing?
Really good. I feel in the best place I've been in dare I say my whole life.
Wow.
I know.
I love that.
And that's quite controversial to say that, I know, when we're in our third lockdown and I'm so aware that there's an awful and anxiety in the air.
Yeah.
And I'm at home with two teenagers. but I do feel really, really good, and I just feel excited about life.
Oh, no, I love that. And it's, do you know what, there's a bit of a recurring theme with a lot of these episodes now. And like, I'm speaking to some, you know, incredible people like yourself, and there just seems to be this overriding kind of arc of like, yeah, things are bad at the minute, but you know, I'm really happy. We were having a bit of a catch up before, you know, we started recording, and you know, we were saying like about like kind of finding that happiness and things throughout lockdown getting us to this point. And I'm in a very similar position. Like, happiness isn't really an emotion that I normally feel. I'm used to dealing with like either traumatic events or, you know, like, you know, anger or, you know, like stuff like that. So very similar stuff. Like, I'm at this point now where I'm like, oh, I'm very settled. Like, I feel like this pandemic, and obviously I know it's been devastating, but I feel like it's been a bit of a blessing in disguise.
Well, so many people have had to slow down and reevaluate their lives, and people have spent time with family, and you know, so many people are so, they're on that treadmill, aren't they, of just work. And I was really aware as well of going to work, coming back from work, always a really long list, got to do this, there's so much, and then going down the list, and then the next day another list appears, and then you check up, I'm there with my lists. But that was my life, and I wasn't really that present, because I was so busy thinking about the next thing and ticking that off, and then you kind of think, what's it all for, really? Yeah. Because the list never ends.
No, it doesn't.
You never achieve what it is that you really want to achieve. So to actually stop that and to get off the treadmill and just to stop and just to reevaluate your life and reassess where you're at, to me, has just been, well, I left EastEnders because of it.
Well, this is kind of where I wanted to start with you, because obviously that's what people know you for. You know, you're one of the most, part of the now the most famous families in the UK, and one of the families that if I was going to be in any soap family, that's the one I'd be in.
Love that family. It's hard to leave that family.
Because I'm going to start getting emotional.
They're my favourite people, they are. And I feel so grateful to have been in that family and for us to have the love that we have for each other.
I love it. And you know, I'd be a liar if I sat here and said, like, I'm not actually fuming with Gray for doing what he did. But now I get the pleasure, obviously, sitting down and having a chat. And, you know, with, you know, things being as manic as they were, and you having this time to kind of slow down and assess, would you say that was one of the reasons that led to your departure on EastEnders?
We went into lockdown. EastEnders stopped for 3 months, maybe something like that. Which
the worst 3 months of my life.
After 7 years of being in the show, it was amazing to step back and to not be there. And so I breathed much more. I was doing much more breathing, and I know that we'll get to the breathing another time, but later on. But when I breathe now, I just keep getting intuition coming through.
Yeah.
Almost told what to do, told what my next thing is, or if I've got a problem, the solution always comes. And by the end of the hour breathe, I'm totally sort of set.
Yeah.
And I kept breathing. I was doing more and more breathing. I was just, you know, I love my self-care. And I just kept getting told, just kept getting breath work. And the website that I created, all this sort of information kept coming to me. And every time after I'd breathe, I'd go to my partner and go, I've just had this amazing idea.
Yeah.
And it kept happening. So you could tell I would go off and breathe, and you could tell she'd be thinking, oh God, she's gone.
Another one.
What's she going to come back now? What business does she want to start now? And it literally came from that. And we went back to EastEnders after, say, 3 months. And I cried when I went back, and I just said, I don't even like my dressing room anymore. And I just changed, and I'd left the job. And I wanted so much to set this business up, not business. I wanted so much to set the website up, and I wanted to be able to help people. And it became so clear in lockdown that we all had anxiety, and there was so much fear in the air, and people really needed this. And that became so much more important than being an actress in a soap. And I'd done 7 years, and 7 years is an awful long time for an actor to be in one job. Weird, scary.
Do you know what though, as much as I'm kind of gutted that you're no longer in the show, but just hearing that kind of passion and that, you know, that kind of trust in yourself and that confidence to do something that you genuinely love, I think is incredible. And I think it's such, in a time when everything is so uncertain at the minute, it's stories like that actually give me the fire in my belly to kind of, you know, keep going the way I am, and, you know, trust yourself, because I did the same thing. I gave up my career to follow my newfound passion and something that I was like, no, I've got something here, which has now turned into a brand new career. And it's like, okay, having that little bit of confidence and eventually doing what was right by you.
Following like your heart.
It can lead to some incredible, incredible things. So I love that. But I'm still not happy with Gray. No. Still not.
Don't like him. Oh, that's really, I love that. I love hearing that.
No, it's honestly, exciting. It's exciting. It is.
I think so many people are so busy off down this path that it doesn't even occur to them that there's other stuff out there.
Yeah.
There's other stuff that, or that work doesn't have, can be exciting.
Yeah.
It can be exciting.
I think we're in a generation though as well, aren't we? Like I say this quite a lot, that we're kind of told what we should be doing without really kind of listening to ourselves. Like you should be this age with this car. You should be this age with house. Yeah, you should have this amount of bedrooms, you know? And it's just like, it's all for show. Like no one, I don't know if anyone's actually genuinely happy, which is actually a really sad thing, because it wasn't until I took that step back to realize, and I had that time, that luxury of time to slow down, that I was like, oh, wow. Okay, yeah, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
Yeah, that's what's so exciting, isn't it? About something, you know, quite awful came along, but it all made us stop and it made us spend time with our families and it made us reassess, you know, what do I want and what road am I going down and is this right for me and am I happy is the thing. You know what, if you're not happy, what's the point of being here?
Yeah.
Because I think the purpose of life is to be happy.
Yeah. But you only get one shot at it, don't you?
Yeah.
So you only get one shot.
Yeah.
So I love that. So we've got to talk about like the breathing, because that's, I was only ever really familiar with like the four box. I don't even know the name of it, like the box kind of breath work where it was, you know, you breathe in for four, hold it,
exhale.
You know, just the very generic, but it started to really help in moments where I was getting, my anxiety was really bad. So I started to do like obviously a little bit of research, like I was saying, and obviously found you. So where did that start for you? When did you kind of develop a passion for that?
I trained in it about 20 years ago. I was actually doing Holby City. And I found that I couldn't just be an actor in a show. Yeah. I needed to have my spiritual life as well. And so I just trained. I read a book, and I don't even know why I read the book. But, and I picked it up in like this spiritual bookshop, and it was like 20p or something like that. And I started reading it, and it was just saying all these amazing things about breath work. And I remember being all dressed up, ready to go out to this party, and I thought, well, try it then. You know, you always go on about, oh, this sounds sort of life-changing, and then 10 minutes later you've forgotten about it and you've moved on to the next thing. So I thought, okay, I'll do the breathing. So I just lay down and I just started to sort of do the breathing, and the next thing I knew, I opened my eyes and it was dark outside, and I sort of came round and I looked at the clock, and like the party was over, and I don't know what happened, but I had gone somewhere and I felt incredible.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh God, this is powerful. And so I went and found the breath worker, and I used to go to Pimlico. And I remember on the train on the way home after every breathe, and it used to go on about an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
I'd always miss my stop on the way home. I'd be so out of it. I would miss, it was just so powerful. And I just loved it so much. I wanted to know more and more. And when I'm like that, I train in it, because I think, and it was never really to be a breath worker. It was never really, I call it soul breathing. It was never really to be a soul breather. It was just to help me really in my life and the shit that was going on in my life and the trauma that we all carry, that we all have to some level or other.
Yeah.
And I breathed to let go of that. And at first I breathed a lot to let out past trauma. And then I breathed to let go of stuff that was going on at the time, like a teenager my kids are adopted, and the trauma that they had been through, and how, you know, they take it out on you.
Wow.
So one would go off to school, and the minute she went off to school. I think you've got 6 hours to sort your shit out so that when she gets home, you can take it. You can take more of it, you know, and you're not going, oh, but look how much you've hurt me. So I'd go off and breathe. And an hour later, I'd forgiven her, or I've understood her, or, you know, somehow my higher self and her higher self have had this sort of understanding. And then when you breathe, you really do. Something happens. They call it the bliss molecule.
Yeah.
And it's the same chemical that LSD and the drug ayahuasca, but it's your body producing it when you do this breathing technique.
Yeah.
So after about 15, 20 minutes of breathing, which doesn't happen on the little ones I've got on my site, it only happens on the big one. After about 20 minutes of breathing, this starts to drip through and you go to this altered state of consciousness and you just feel incredible. And it's this bliss feeling, this, I call it a spiritual euphoria, because you just feel amazing.
Yeah.
I'm completely addicted to that. and it's, you know, whenever anything's going on in my life, I take myself away, I breathe, I feel this spiritual euphoria.
Yeah.
I get information come through as to what to do next or how to live my life, or
it's giving you some sense of clarity as well.
Oh, so much. I think it is the most profound alternative therapy there is out there. There's so many different things, and I know everybody's got to find the right thing that is for them, and that's why it's so brilliant that there are so many. And I use a combination of different things, but that, of everything I've tried, and I've done it all, you know.
Yeah.
At 18, I'm 46. that is the biggest buzz of all, and the most profound healing I have found through soul breathing, without doubt.
That's incredible. I'd love some of that, because again, I'm on this bit of a journey to find, like, especially from a coping mechanism point of view, like what works for me, and breathing is something that I found that is actually having a real, like, positive impact. It's that little bit of an escape, and and it's like I'm switching off, like, this is it now, you know, especially at the minute, because if we're not staring at a screen, like, we're staring at our phones, we're staring at a book, and it's just that complete shut off.
Mm.
With that, like, when I was going through, like, your website, doing a bit of research, this has led you, like, all over the world, to one of my all-time favorite, like, it's the first place that I will be going back to as soon as we're allowed out, and it's Bali. Like,
that's my favorite place in the whole world. Always made my body all funny. I want to live in Bali.
Now become my, like, end goal is to,
I just want to be in Bali. That's all I ever want to do. That's all I ever want to do. I just want to be in Bali.
Yeah.
You know, they call it the island of the gods, I think. But they say it's the most spiritual island in the whole world.
But you can totally feel it. You can feel it. I went through a real bad traumatic experience. Like, I nearly lost my mom to an operation gone wrong. So that was my first holiday I was actually going on my own originally, just to go and just switch off for, like, I think I was going for 2 weeks. It might be a little bit longer, but And then I was talking about it that much. Like, even then my friends were like, yeah, we're coming as well. Like, we're not going, like, we're going. So they booked on, like, I think it was about like a week after I booked. And you can just feel this, like, weird energy. Like, we stayed in this place because we did like a few little stops when we were there, and we stayed in this place called, I think it was called Jimboran, and it was literally it was,
did you have the fish supper on the beach?
I went by myself to have the fish supper.
Did you? That's my favorite.
Quite hungover.
Oh, we love that there, and the sea just comes up to the table, doesn't it?
It was honestly, it was just magic, and it was just had. It's just something for everyone. Like, then we went to the Gili Islands, and I've never been in love before. That sounds quite sad. Until, like, I been to this place, I was like, I think we got there just after they were hit by they were hit by something. I can't remember what it was, but it was
recently.
Yeah. So I think it was an earthquake or something had happened, and it was quite really hard to see because obviously they were just rebuilding everything.
Yeah, it really hit the ghillies bad.
Yeah, and but you could see like how kind of together they were. Like there was no one kind of pointing fingers or there was no kind of judgment about people's situations, but everyone was just helping each other like rebuild. And then from going from like our culture where people would walk past you in the street if you were at rock bottom to over there, like people were helping each other up, and it was just like, wow, this is it weirdly felt like home. And I wasn't, obviously I'm from the opposite side of the world.
And so, yeah. I love how spirituality and ceremony is such a huge part of their lives. Yeah. Like the offerings they leave out every single day, or like 4 times a day, 5 times a day, they leave offerings out, and there's like temples everywhere. And then they just sit in there, that, you know, that box that they sit in. All generations sitting on this sort of ledge. There's the baby, and then there's the mom, and then there's the granddad, and then there's the great grandmother, and they all sort of raise the family, and they live within families, don't they? So you know, those strange little sort of places that they live in, it's like the whole, I just love.
It's just, and they're so happy as well.
They're so happy. And when you see the ceremony, there's a new ceremony going down the road every day, and there's all the flowers laid out, and they've made kites for it, and that's their life. We're so disconnected from that.
Yeah, I think
we're so disconnected from any sort of.
We're just gonna have to book the flights. We're just gonna have to do it. Oh, this isn't fair. I can't stand all the grey and all the like just the hustle and bustle.
I feel exactly the same.
Yeah, and I used to feel like, I'm gonna live in like London. I mean, I probably shouldn't be saying that, so apologies to my new boss, but obviously I've now got a job in New York, but I want to kind of want the best of both worlds. I don't mind like visiting New York, but I don't think I can live there. Like I need a beach.
I know.
Now more than ever, I need a beach.
Chill. New York is London, isn't it? And you just want those chilled vibes.
Yes. Wow. I could literally sit here and talk to you all night about this. Like, I don't forget everything else. Let's just literally pack our bags. We're off. But where can people find like more about kind of the breath work that you do? Like,
I mean, obviously I have a website, Luluwom. So that tells you all about the breath work, because it's a strange thing. Yeah. So also when I breathe people, I'm about to start weekly live breathwork Zoom ceremony. Wow. So and the breath, it goes on for, it's about an hour breathe altogether. It's probably just under 2 hours, but you've got all these people there and you're all breathing at the same time, and I'm also an ecstatic DJ, so all the music, I'm really passionate about the music. So I DJ all the music together, and every breathe is completely different. And some breathes are like sort of real high vibe, and the breathing gets faster and faster. And then some are like really chilled, sort of ambient, chilled Ibiza-y sort of music. Yeah. And then I've got like a crazy one that I throw in every now and again. It's got a bit of theatre in it. And,
just and to spice
like
it
a little bit of, what's her name? The most beautiful, famous singer in the world. What's her name? British. Cockney.
Adele.
I'm a bit of Adele in. So it's a ceremony. It changes every week. So I'm about to do that. So the first one I do is going to be free, because I always do them free at first, because people sort of go, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And also you get like the little and the mini breathes off my website. They don't show you what a proper breathwork
full
ceremony.
Power of it all.
So I'm just about to start that. I'm really excited about that. I'm just going to draw like so many people in, and then when we can get back out, I'm getting back out, and I'm going to get in like massive halls, and I'm going to breathe. I just want like 100 yoga mats on the floor.
All in there.
And I want a glitter ball, and I want the music loud coming out the speakers, whether we've got, you know, chilled music or whether it's sort of like, you know, the breathing sort of coming out the top of the sort of breathwork mountain, and it's all, you know, banging out. And I want it to be, you know, say it's a Friday night, I want it to be like the best Friday night out ever, so that people totally think, oh my God, I've got to be there. And when they're there, they don't think they're missing out on anything else, because they know that is the place to be. So we're starting that on Zoom first while we're all still in.
That's incredible. Like, I was getting like really like, let's go, let's do it.
It's so transformational, it's so life-changing. I'm so passionate about it, and I just want to help people, and I just want them to feel that spiritual euphoria that I feel. And they don't need to take LSD, they can get high and feel that love and that bliss just by lying down and breathing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's you know, obviously it's not free because you pay
breathe with
me. But at the end of the day, I teach you how to do it. So if you want to go off and you know, I breathe myself, so it is free, really. You know, and that's what I think is so good about alternative therapies, that ones that you don't make somebody be the guru.
You've got the power yourself.
Your own guru, and everything you get from inside, it's all in there. We all know it all, really. We just got to shut up and let ourselves listen, so it all comes up, all that magic.
You know what, I think that is, I was going to, my final question was going to be, have you got any like final words of like, you literally just nailed it. Just shut up and listen and just let the magic flow.
Yeah.
What a way, like, my face is hurting. I'm so excited and grateful that I got that to have this chance to have a waffle with you. Like, you're an absolute legend. And now, like, obviously, like I said, I'm going to try the sleep and breathing exercise tonight. And yeah, I'm excited for these live sessions.
Come to the live sessions. It's where it's at.
And as soon as we're allowed out, I will be there with my yoga mat and disco ball.
Under the glitter ball.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Under the disco ball with the music. And it's listening just going to be Adele. Exciting. I want it to be like the best night out ever. People are going, oh my God, I can't wait to get there. It's nearly Friday. Yeah. It's nearly Friday or whatever.
I think, to be fair though, I think once, you know, we're out over that kind of final hurdle, like, I think everyone's going to be like running for the door.
There's going to be so many parties.
There's going to
be some carnage, isn't there? Especially with us Brits.
Literally, that's exactly what I was about to say. Like, you've seen that there's programs like Banged Up Abroad. Like, it's going to be like Banged Up in Blackpool or Banged Up. It's coming, it is. Yeah.
We're going to make absolute fools of ourselves, aren't we?
I'm kind of excited because I say that, like, no, I don't behave like that. Knowing full well, once I've had half a pint, that's me.
Fucking everyone.
Exactly. I miss having hugs. Like, I didn't realise how much of a hugger was until all of this situation kicked off.
I'm going to turn into one of those people that, you know, those people that hug, and then when the hug's done, they don't let go. They're just there, and you sort of go, I'm gonna be one of them.
I love that. Honestly, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for asking.
I've loved it. I've absolutely loved it.
Thank you for asking me. It's been really lovely to chat with you, and it's so nice that, you know, that there's people out there that are interested in this and want to better their lives and want to have more happiness and more joy in it, because that's what life's about. Just letting go of the shit.
Yeah.
Breathing it out, and just making space for more chill, more bliss, more happy, whatever it is we want.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Huge thank you to my legend of a guest this week, the incredible Louisa Bradshaw White. Don't forget to check out her socials and incredible breath work. As always, hit subscribe and I'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and even leave a review. It means the world to me. See you soon.